Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable and to our third hour. Very nice to have you with us on the program this morning. Wham Theater is presenting Where We Stand, an epic fable of penance filled with humor, heart, and music that explores an individual pushed to the edge. Outcast by society, the exile is left in the hands of the audience, who ultimately must decide their fate as they wrestle between mercy and justice. Performances take place June 26th through the 29th in Lenox, Massachusetts at the Lenox Town Hall, and we'll give you more information on that in just a moment. To tell us more, we welcome Janae Carino, who is the artistic director of Wham. Hello, how are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm good.
It's very nice to have you on the program. And I believe Dee Collin is with us. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Hello. Good morning.
Very nice. And we, I think we were supposed to have Bernice Miller with us, but we were unable to connect. So
I'm right here.
Oh, the two of you. I see what you did. You joined forces. All right. Well, that's great. So thank you very much. So Bernice and Dee and Janae, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program. Janae, let us begin with you as to what it was about Where We Stand that you wanted to bring to our region.
Yeah, for sure. So when I first read Where We Stand by Janetta Lavinia Graves, I had been reflecting on what it means to gather, especially in the times and the social and political context we're in right now. What does it mean to sit together, to listen, to hold questions that feel bigger than any one person, and possibly not even have the answers to those questions, as the world offers up new questions every day and every hour. So after our first read through, I felt really confirmed in bringing this, the reason why I brought this production to the Berkshires and to audiences right now. The way that Dee read through the script just made me feel less alone sitting there with community members and board members and Vernice and Dee. And I noticed that the way that this script is structured kind of created an awareness around the space between myself and the people sitting beside me. And again, I didn't have answers to the questions that came up through this fable, but I had resonance and kind of a quiet knowing that something important lives between us, even in these fragmented times. And so when I was thinking about the season selection for Where We Stand, I was reminded of Nina Simone's quote, "An artist's duty is to reflect the times in which we live." And I do think that this play gives us a chance to reflect on our choices, on what justice means, on the complicated weight of belonging. And it is intimate and bold and gentle and unflinching. And I keep it reminds me also of Toni Morrison's words, which are, "The function of freedom is to free someone else." So with Where We Stand, we're learning a lot about how we hold space right now for community. And how do we start to kind of dissect or return to the function theater plays and ritual and storytelling and art making and democracy? So in an organization that has an adage where art and activism meet, this is one of the plays that really best demonstrates our commitment to that space.
As you spoke just a moment ago, Janae, about the structure of the play and looking at that and the opportunities that it provided. Vernice, can you give us a sense as director of the challenges and what it's like to tell this story and how you decided on the best path of doing that?
Yeah, I think for us in the process of rehearsal, the biggest challenge that presents itself is not having the spectators in the seats, in that the play itself, the way that Donetta envisioned it, the artifice of the theater of the fourth wall is not there, and the spectators themselves become their cast as the townspeople. And so not having them in the rehearsal room with us is a missing element. And how we've been dealing with it is that those of us who are in the room are jumping around so that our performer D has the bodies to play off of and to get the kind of responses that she might need and the kind of engagement to continue growing the work.
D, that strikes me as kind of like the actor who's playing to the green screen.
A little bit like that, yeah. I'm imagining people I haven't seen yet, and I'm also trying to take in the faces, expressions, reactions of the folks who are already in the room. So it's a dance.
What is it that you like about that dance, of doing that dance and having that opportunity to make an impact and realize that, I mean, literally, your fate is in the hands of that audience in several respects.
A word that's come up often with this play is vulnerable. And I know that I have a script and I'm performing, but I'm not really. I'm embodying a character that is part of the community that's coming to see the show, and that makes it a little different, particularly because they're not only interacting with me, but they're fully engaged in the road that I end up on. So there's a story, but because I'm embodying this character, I have to really think about a town that I'm not really a part of, but I'm a part of, if that makes any sense.
It does, absolutely. Vernice, what is it like to have those conversations and to talk about these issues as you get ready to present the show?
Yeah, it's been very enriching. Dee and I come from different parts of the states and parts of the world. And, we keep, as storytellers, if you dig into the core of the stories you're telling, one of the things that manifests is this connection, the universality of our experiences. And that if you break it all down, it's like there are very few experiences, but we're all having them globally. And so to be able to meet with people who are from different places, and as we work together and have these conversations and dig out our past or dig out the resonances within the play, and to realize, yeah, it's us. You know, where it comes back to this whole idea of the unity of humanity. And one of the strengths of this piece is the fact that it really does put the onus in the hands of the spectators to determine what it is, how the play ends. You know, the play ends in the hands of the spectators. And as Bea said, it does put us in a very vulnerable position, the not knowing. And at the same time, it's just as exciting because of the fact that we don't know. And from show to show, it will be different.
I am fascinated by that idea of show to show it'll be different, but that, while can be nerve-wracking, and I'll ask both of you this question and begin with you, Vernice, and then ask Dee, but I mean, that seems like the really exciting part, right?
Oh, absolutely. I know that as a performer, we experience our audiences differently from, you know, each night. And sometimes an audience will be one night very engaged and laughing at everything and responding to everything. And the next night you can have a pin drop. Mm-hmm. And as a performer, you might think, oh my God, we didn't get them. They're not listening. Oh. You know, so we do know that each audience is different. And but what will be unique about this piece is that we actually get to tap into that difference, that we get to build on that difference, that that uniqueness is a strand of the play itself.
And
I was going to say everything Vernice just said. I think as performers, we are used to audiences being different and how they respond to the work while we're on stage. But this involves it involves engagement, and the engagement is the part that, you know, is unpredictable and will also, in addition to what we're used to, be different every night.
When you look at this, Janae, of what you're doing from the 26th to the 29th and these performances, how does that play into the mission of WHAM and what you want to do and the larger vision of this artistic organization?
Oh, that's such a great question. Well, as you said in the beginning, WHAM Theater tells stories about women and girls, and a portion of proceeds is donated to the to organizations working at the intersection of gender equity and racial justice. And in order to facilitate that mission, we have to create a container for our artists to belong and make brave choices and have deep connections in community. And we have to create belonging in our community as well. And I think of Where We Stand as a way that we're building a new creative container that can include more artists from different backgrounds, from different parts of the countries, from different practices and disciplines, like Dee, who's a multidisciplinary artist, poet, facilitator, educator, the list goes on. I mean, there's so many things Dee does that I'm inspired by every day. In a larger trajectory of the work that we're doing, I see Where We Stand touring in the future to community spaces as it was intended by Janetta Lavinia Graves when she started this project with the mobile unit at the Public Theater. And in that spirit, I'd like to pair it with a civics lesson for emerging voters. So for eighth graders and high school students, to teach them how to be a more active member of society and to actively engage in community and the political issues that arise. And using the arts to facilitate that. So that's the specific trajectory of Where We Stand. And for WHAM in the future, I want to include as many artists, women artists, non-binary artists, gender diverse artists, telling their stories in the form that best serves telling that story, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. I am struck by the age of 8, 9, 10 years old. And it's perhaps obvious, but I am interested in your thoughts as to why that age group is so important and to, pardon the phrase, get them while they're young.
Yeah, well, it's 8th grade and then high school students. And it's based off of two different kinds of curricula. And so I'd love to start with 8th grade because that really creates a foundation and understanding of how our government is structured, how Washington works, why is voting important. And I think using the arts as a culture, as a space of archive, as a way in which culture has created memory of how we go about living, you know, and theater being so tied to democracy in ancient Greece, it was like a requirement to go to the theater to be able to participate in democracy. And so thinking about that, So I love the idea during these times when so much is changing so quickly that we are embedding students with the tools to move through the world and be engaged in the arts and in activism in the ways that they see inspiring to them and in their own voice with their own perspectives. And similar to Where We Stand, you know, you're navigating many different points of views, and all of those can live together in harmony and disharmony. And that's a really important part of curriculum building for those age groups is how do we hold different perspectives? How do we take care of each other? And then how do we move forward together and maintain our wholeness?
WHAM Theater's production of Where We Stand runs the 26th through the 29th. You can find out more information by going to WHAM Theater, W-A-M, whamtheater.com. We are out of time, but Janae, Vernice, and Dee, thank you so much for being with us. It's a great pleasure to have you on the program. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.